Welcome to the fifth parak of Megillas Esther. Esther goes to the king on the first day of Pesach. This was easier because Achashverosh says the Vilna Gaon had moved his throne closer to the entrance that day for some reason. The guards were normally stationed to kill anyone who didn't have an appointment. And there also, the Gemara says, angels. They remember Esther looked horrible. She'd been fasting for 3 days. She was all drooped over. And there was an angel that lifted up her head, made it look more presentable. There was also an angel that extended the royal scepter to Achashverosh. And she has a request. That request is to have a feast for the king and also Haman. Now, it's interesting, what Haman? So whether this was her intention or whether this is just what happened, whatever, Achashverosh was very suddenly suspicious of Haman. What's Haman doing in a feast between me and my wife? Like, what's he doing there? And that is going to play on his mind later on that evening, which is important. In that feast, she is propositioned by Achashverosh. Tell me what you want. You know, what would you like from me? She then pauses and she doesn't say that she wants to save her people. She says, I want to make another feast. Why? So it's going to be crucial to the story because that night Achashverosh isn't going to sleep. The Ibn Ezra says that the reason why she had another feast is that she was looking for a sign in the first feast that she should make that request and she didn't see it. Let's see it. Haman, meanwhile, is angered by Mordechai's refusal to bow down to him, despite his fame and fortune. See, unbelievable what jealousy can do to a person. Everyone is bowing down to you, you're rich and wealthy, and one person isn't. And you, yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, upon Zeresh's wife's advice, he builds a massive 50 amma tall tree, a gallows, and he hangs Mordechai on it. It's going to be very useful later on.